Seattle's Morning News, this is Dave Ross with Colleen O'Brien. The Nobel Prize has been awarded to two researchers who have discovered a new class of cancer drugs. So to find out more, let's go to somebody who has actually attended a Nobel Prize ceremony.
Paging Dr. Cohen.
Dr. Gordon Cohen, MD. This prize went to James P. Allison of the U.S. and Tetsuko Hanjo of Japan for using the body's own immune system to fight cancer. I thought we had been doing that all along.
Yeah, good morning, Dave. It's a great question. It's actually an area of medicine and research that has been tried and has been only semi-successful. But these two researchers have found one of the most successful pathways for actually using the body's immune system to attack cancer cells, whereas many other attempts have failed. So the Nobel Prize was awarded to them. And I think we should make mention of what the Nobel Prize is, because it actually is one of the most prestigious awards given in the world. And the Nobel Prize itself is a set of six annual international awards that are given in several different categories by Swedish and Norwegian institutions for their recognition of academic, cultural, or scientific advances. But in medicine, in science, the Nobel Prize in physiology or medicine is clearly the most prestigious award that's been offered in the world. I actually had the privilege of attending the Nobel Prize ceremony in 1998, 2 years after I finished my PhD in pharmacology, when my PhD advisor, Dr. Luis Ignaro, won the Nobel Prize in physiology and medicine.
What did he invent?
Well, he didn't actually invent anything. He discovered a mechanism that how the cells that line the blood vessels actually regulate the how blood vessels dilate and constrict. And actually, interestingly enough, that same mechanism and that same substance that he identified is actually involved in the development of drugs like Viagra and Cialis and so forth for the treatment of erectile dysfunction. So it actually, his discoveries led to another whole class of drugs for the treatment of a whole bunch of different medical disorders.
So the blood vessels are not just passive pipes.
They're not just passive pipes. They're actually dynamic, and they respond to changes in pressure and stress and the environment.
And so to this current Nobel Prize for immunotherapy and cancer, what is the promise of this? How would this change the treatment of cancer?
What these guys did was they tried to harness the energy of the immune system, the body's own system, to fight and attack tumor cells. And as I said earlier, it's something that has been thought about for years, but nobody's really successfully done it. But they noticed that there are certain proteins that can put a brake on the immune system, so they can actually stop the immune system from recognizing the cancer cells. These chemicals inside the body are called checkpoints, and they actually inhibit the cells, which are called T cells, from fighting the cancer cells. And so they've developed a class of drugs called checkpoint inhibitors. And the way this kind of works is the T cell, we have T cells, which are a certain kind of cell in our bloodstream. They're white blood cells, and they can actually identify and kill cells that are infected or damaged or cancerous. But in order for the T cell to work, it has to be activated. And so these activated T cells can find and attack cancer cells. And when that happens, they then seek out and they seek and destroy, so to speak. But the problem is that these cancer cells have a way of evading the T cells by creating these checkpoints. And when they create these checkpoints, the T cells no longer see the cancer cells, and the cancer cells are designed to survive, and so they can grow unchecked.
It's like great kind of a camouflage then.
It is, actually.
And so they figure out a way past this camouflage?
Right. Well, I mean, cancer cells have evolved to survive. So that's why cancer is difficult to treat, because it wants to survive. And so these malignant cells grow and grow and grow. And the way they do it is by evading the body's immune system. Because otherwise, these activated T cells would attack the cancer cells and kill them. But the thing is they have these checkpoint chemicals that essentially hide themselves, the cancer cells, from the T cells, and then they grow without being in check. So anyway, these guys developed a class of drugs called checkpoint inhibitors, and these checkpoint inhibitors can physically block the checkpoints on the cancer cell, and that then frees the immune system to attack the cancer. And so a single T cell, a single activated T cell, can kill thousands of cancer cells, and our body is loaded with T cells. So these are really effective drugs in the appropriate setting for attacking cancer cells. And there's all kinds of stories and studies that have shown that when these checkpoint inhibitors are used for the appropriate type of cancers, that people can be cured for 10 years.
So this is the magic bullet everybody's looking for.
Well, it's a step towards the magic bullet. I don't think we have the magic bullet yet. This is not the cure to cancer. I want to be clear about that. This is not the cure to cancer, but this is a class of drugs that is very, very effective against certain types of cancers and has had very good results for people who are have cancers that are susceptible to it.
Dr. Gordon Cohen, MD. Dr. Cohen, thank you.
Thanks, Dave.